Welcome to the Gospel Light Minute X. This is Daniela White, and we are glad that you have tuned in. Today, Daniel White III is going to share with you, from a fresh and unique perspective, how you can get to know Jesus Christ for yourself. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is the president of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
To Hurricane Harvey and Irma victims, when CNN and everybody else is gone, the Lord will still be with you. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. After 3 weeks of non-stop hurricane coverage, it seems that things are finally calming down, even though there are some hurricanes threatening out in the Atlantic. Gone are the weather experts expounding, for the most part, the dangers of the hurricanes. Gone are the government officials urging people to evacuate or take precautions. Gone are the TV reporters struggling to stand up in hurricane-force winds during live reports as the storm makes landfall. Within a few more weeks, the eyes of the nation, hopefully, will turn away from twin calamities, Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, the likes of which we've never seen before, and we hope we shall never see again. But during that time, thousands will be returning to their homes, or what's left of them, mourning their losses, trying to rebuild, and in many cases, simply trying to survive. Surviving the storm is one thing, but now they face the greatest challenge of their lives, getting through the long, difficult days of rebuilding, repairing, and for some, burying loved ones and starting over. Who will be there for them during that time? The arm of the government can only stretch so far. The compassion of strangers, which has been shown immensely, only lasts for so long. Humans can take so much, and humans can give so much. You know it's true. The survivors of Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma need something more than the aid of man to get them through this difficult, painful, and lonely time. They need someone who will always be there for them, no matter what. And the only somebody who can and will and wants to do that is Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the Bible, Jesus told his followers, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." He said, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." For those who lived through one of the worst hurricanes in the history of America, you know what it is like to feel like your world is about to end. But it didn't. And now you have to navigate its aftermath. and you don't have to do so alone. After all of the CNN cameras are gone, and all of the other cameras are gone, and all of the newspaper reporters are gone, when the kind strangers who helped are gone, when family and friends are gone, when guacas are gone, the Lord will be there. The Lord is still there with you if you want Him to be. So I encourage you, beloved, to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ from your heart, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave your side as you face the difficulties of the future. Here's how you can trust Jesus Christ, believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior today. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is bad news, but here's the good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul. And he will save you, for Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend of mine, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, and you want to trust him for your salvation today, it is very simple to do, for the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible also says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please pray with me right now this simple prayer, and mean it from your heart, and God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins, my faults, and my failures. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I choose to follow him as Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you are on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this Gospel Light Minute X broadcast. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit www.gospellightsociety.com for more information. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to gls@gospellightsociety.com. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on BCNNRadio7.com, Buzzsprout.com, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Live365. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover God's amazing grace and love. Now here's a song that will encourage you in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. God bless.